Welcome to Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2 HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2 HD. I'm James Till. Joining us today is Emily Bronzini. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. So, Emily, what inspired you to get started in music, specifically with singing and songwriting?
Well, in 2008, the movie Camp Rock came out with Demi Lovato and the Jonas Brothers, and I watched it with one of my friends, and the main character in the movie was named Mitchie. And she wrote her own songs in a little songbook that she made. And I thought that was really cool. So I kind of made a songbook that looked exactly like the one in the movie. And from there, I started writing songs. I couldn't stop. So realized that I loved it a lot. And now here I am.
Great. What made you want to learn guitar?
My cousin from France, second cousin actually, came down a year later after I started writing songwriting. And he picked up a guitar that my sister's old guitar, and he started playing it, but it only had three strings, but I still really loved it, and it was beautiful. And then my other cousin taught me my first chord, G major, and I just really liked it, and I realized that it would help me in my songwriting a lot, and I was right about that.
So are there any other instruments you play?
I play piano, too. I taught myself that a little after I started learning guitar.
Is there any instruments you want to learn from here?
Yes, I want to learn the banjo. I think that's a cool instrument,
but apparently it's
really difficult. And all the other guitars, like electric guitar, I don't really know much in that either.
Great. Well, what are you going to play for us first?
First, I'm going to play The Jerk.
To be a jerk, and why'd you have to make me cry? Why'd you have to make this life, make your life a lie? Why'd I have to be naive, and why'd I look into your eyes? Why'd I have to make this life, I can't believe I fell for you. You never really fell for me. Cause suddenly I didn't feel anything. Something happened, I don't know. It happened so quick, so fast. I can't believe I thought.
That was The Jerk by our guest Emily Bronzini. What inspired this song?
This song was the very first song I ever wrote completely full with without an instrument. It was before I started playing guitar, so it was a long time ago. And the title is funny because it was first called I Can't Believe, because in the chorus it goes, I can't believe you just heard it. You know what I'm talking about. But my entire family always forgot the titles. They're very bad with remembering my titles. But so they always refer to it as The Jerk. So finally we just decided to call it The Jerk. And it's, I like it better like this because it really emphasizes it's about a jerk. Exactly.
So what do you think has had the biggest impact in starting your career as a musician?
My dad. Yeah. He is complete, and my mom too. Love her. But my dad is completely behind me 100%. And I'm so blessed to have him in my life. And he really loves my music, which is a good thing, because if he didn't, this would be really difficult. Mm-hmm. And he just completely supports me and everything, and that's it.
It's great to have that support. When did you start performing publicly?
One of our friends in Melbourne, Florida, has a coffee shop called House of Joe. It's closed down now, but that was about last year, actually in June of last year, so a year ago. And I performed there twice, and then in March I performed at South Street Restaurant in Naples here. So I've only just started it, but I'm planning on doing a lot more from here on out.
So are there any big musical projects you're kind of working on?
Well, right now I'm kind of developing a band to behind me. I have my friend Matt Benfield, who I've known since preschool, which is really mm-hmm. funny. He plays electric guitar. And a friend, Stephen Neptune, who I've only known for a year, but he's really good with bass, and we're looking for a drummer. But in August 5th, we are planning on performing at South Street again, and open mics every now and then, and up in Fort Myers, and little places like that.
Okay. So what has the biggest impact on your music, would you say?
Who?
Well, what aspect of your life do you think draws most into your music, or where do you get your main inspirations from?
Well, most of my songs are about love, but I've never been in a relationship, so it's not about boys. It can't be that, mm-hmm. because I'm not looking
for... So, not Taylor Swift.
No, I'm not Taylor... No. I don't sing about my experiences, but I guess my friends go through relationships and breakups, and they really help me with, you know, they come to me for advice, and I kind of use them, I guess, so I'm a bad friend. but I am a girl, and I have crushes. But I guess that it just kind of all comes together, you know. And I mean, Taylor Swift, she is a good songwriter, great mm-hmm. songwriter, and you know, I'm inspired by her, and I'm inspired by other people, like, you know, Daryl Hall from the Hall & Oates. Yeah. I love him. The Beatles, you know, of course, Aerosmith. I love Aerosmith. Steven Tyler. My guitar is named after Steven.
Perfect.
Which is weird, but I love him. And so just things like that, you know, just old names. Not old, but just classic, you know?
Right. So it's like you're kind of vicariously, you know, using your friends' experiences. it gives you a unique yeah. perspective as kind of the mm-hmm. outsider, I think. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I guess when I do start dating and, you know, when I start looking for that, I guess it'll just help me with my music more. But I do write other things other than love. You know, I write about encouragement and other mm-hmm. things. But I think love and breakup is really intense, and I'm really dramatic, and I like drama.
Okay. What are you going to be playing first next?
This next song is called I Dare You.
You can feel it too, rushing through your veins, you're trying to breathe, wondering what this feeling is out, but you're wondering about me. I feel my stomach drop. I like the way it hurts in a way that's new. Wondering what this feeling is out, but I'm wondering about you. Go on, I dare you. Call me up tonight. Tell me that you miss me. You feel so right. Was it just me? Did you love the way we moved? If you want me, come and get me. I dare you. There's something about the way you introduced yourself.
That was I Dare You by our guest Emily Bronzini. And why this title?
I Dare You was because I wrote another song called How Dare You, and my dad was like, oh, what's it called, I Dare You? And I'm like, no, but that's way better, so I completely changed it. And that song is still there, but I completely went upstairs and just wrote a whole new song, and it's just about a first, I guess, love at first sight or something, you know, and just... What you feel, I guess, when you go home after meeting somebody and realizing, oh, he or she was really, really cool, you know, so.
I'm starting to see a trend in your song title naming process.
Thank you.
So I had the pleasure of meeting and working with your sister in the Young Artist Awards competition. Has she and other family strongly influenced your music, you think?
Oh, totally. Yeah. My sister, she wrote the lyrics to one of my songs called Cruel and Going Curse. And she's really, out of everybody in my family, she is the most... hard-hitting. Like, she gives me the exact advice. If she doesn't like it, she'll tell me. I mean, so with my dad, he'll completely be honest with me. But my sister is very harsh in a good way. But that's why she's awesome. And then my mom loves listening to my music, and my dad is, like I said before, very supportive, and they'll be completely honest. And same with my friends, too. If they don't like it, well, I have one friend in particular who I share most of my songs with, and if she doesn't like it, she'll tell me. But most of the time, she likes it, which is good.
That is good. Is there a specific role you think music plays in your life?
Every single role. It's my main focus. I have a tunnel vision, and people think that's bad, but I don't care because it's who I am. And I don't really like see anything else except the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's just what I love to do, and I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
So what is the light at the end of the tunnel?
The light at the end of the tunnel is my goal, and that is selling out Madison Square Garden. That is the most famous arena in the world. It's an oval arena, and everyone's played there, and just it would just be, it's everything. That's just where I'm at, you know?
Mm-hmm. So do you want to put a timestamp on that right here, right now?
I don't know. It depends. I mean, you know, I first have to be signed, and I first have to do, you know, get my name out further because my name isn't, you know, outside of this area. It's not really anywhere. But, I mean, you know, it's wherever God takes me. You know, he has a plan for my life. I know he has the timetable out there, and he knows when it's going to happen. But, I mean, I've told my friends, because they're all like, are you going to go to college? And I'm not going to college right after high school. But I tell them, no, the next 5 years, I'm really just going to, probably more than that. But for the next 5 years is where, you know, if this time in 5 years, I want to look back and be like, good job, Emily, you didn't go to college. You know, like, that's really worth it, you know?
So, final question. Where can people hear you perform?
Where can people hear me perform? Live, well, I'll be at South Street Restaurant Bar Grill, Naples on Pine Ridge and Goodlett. And I'll be there on August 5th from 6 to 9. And I have music on YouTube. Just type in my name, Emily Bronzini, and www.emilybronzini.com. I don't think I'm on MySpace. I don't think anybody uses MySpace, but
I sure don't.
I used to, but Reverb Nation, all those kind of things. So, yeah, check me out and tell people because it's fun and it's what I love to do.
What is the final piece you'll be singing for us today?
The final song is What Would You Do?
That was What Would You Do by our guest Emily Bronzini, and the inspiration for this?
This song was, it's actually unfinished, and I call it What Would You Do, and then in parentheses, the unfinished song, because I wrote it a long time ago, too, and it I think it's really pretty, it's really beautiful, and it's about what would you do, you know, if, you know, this is like a broken up couple, I guess you could say, and what would you do if I came back to you and told you I was sorry and, you know, I was wrong, you know, kind of like the song I Told You So by Carrie Underwood, you know. And this song is unfinished, but I like it because it's kind of like, you know, unfinished business between the two people, and then it's an unfinished song. So that's either a really good reason or a really good excuse to not finish the song. So
it's poetic indeed.
I have a poetic license.
Yes. Thanks for joining us today, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
For producer Richard Chin Kui, and with thanks to Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection, doing business as Southwest Florida Music, I'm James Till. This is Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2HD. Thank you for joining us.